Did you know that women were excluded from clinical research policy by federal law until 1993? Women belong in scientific research. They are essential. But not only that, how can we trust any of the data when it comes to our bodies if nothing used to exist? Ritual took this gap and conducted a university-led human clinical trial for their Essential for Women 18 Plus multivitamin to assess its efficacy. The results? It increased vitamin D levels by 43% and omega-3 DHA levels by 41% in just 12 weeks. That's some data we can trust. Ritual is a clinically backed multivitamin for women 18 plus with high quality and traceable key ingredients in clean, bioavailable forms. It is USP verified, meaning you can trust what you're putting in your body and know that it actually works. And only about 1% of supplement brands on the market have the USP verified mark. Not only does Ritual take your health seriously, they are also invested in the health of the planet. Ritual is a female-founded B Corp. They use scientific tools to select lower carbon packaging, prioritize sustainably sourced ingredients, and set ambitious climate goals. I have been through the ringer when it comes to vitamins, and that's why I love Ritual, because I can actually trust that it does what it's supposed to do, and it comes from a company that actually cares. No more shady business. Ritual's Essential for Women 18 Plus is a multivitamin you can actually trust. Get 25% off your first month at ritual.com/yogagirl. Start Ritual or add Essential for Women 18 Plus to your subscription today. That's ritual.com/yogagirl for 25% off. A couple of years ago in Sweden, I came across an oat milk cappuccino and my life was forever changed. Oat milk is an amazing alternative to dairy, something I'm always on the lookout for as a vegan. Developed and perfected in my home country of Sweden, I am super proud to say that the original oat milk company, Oatly, is made with 100% Swedish oats and it's the most delicious thing. Right now, Oatly is available in the United States for the first time ever. Oat milk is a super sustainable, vegan, plant-based milk alternative made from oats. No GMOs, no gluten, no added sugars or gums or fillers. It's only filled with soluble fiber from oats, calcium, and vitamins too. Moreover, many of the pesticides used in other places are completely forbidden here in Sweden, and that makes Swedish oats rather unique. And yes, Oatly oat milk really does taste great. Enjoy it in your morning cappuccino like me, or try it on its own. On top of their normal oat milk, they have flavors like chocolate, chai, and orange mango. To find out more, go to Oatly.com. That's Oatly.com with no forward slash or code to worry about because Oatly doesn't track ads, something I resonate with completely. Oatly may just be a tiny little oat milk company from the south of Sweden, but they are making huge changes, hoping they can help the entire food industry become more accountable for their actions. To start, Oatly made their entire production chain completely transparent for everyone on the entire internet. At Oatly.com, you can read about every ingredient that goes into their products, as well as where each ingredient comes from. They know that trust is earned through actions, not talk, and they have mine completely. There is an amazing oat milk cappuccino out there for you, so go to Oatly.com to find out where. Hi, and welcome to another episode of From the Heart Conversations with Yoga Girl. Boy, oh boy, have I had an exciting week. You guys, I don't even know where to begin right now. Holy moly. I can start off and say that this is the fourth podcast I have recorded this week, which is a pretty amazing feat, if I dare to say so myself. I have been a guest on two podcasts, not at all yoga-specific ones, but two entrepreneur-specific podcasts here in Sweden. One called The Business Podcast and the other one called The Success Podcast. So it's been a really kind of different, different tone for me. I've put on a different hat. Getting to talk a little bit more about my business and entrepreneurship and where Yoga Girl is going as a whole. It's been super fun. And then I've recorded a podcast with none other than Seal, the superstar recording artist, which is just totally amazing. He is, I mean, pretty much without a doubt, the most positive, probably the most positive and uplifting person I've ever had the pleasure of having a conversation with. I was smiling for like days afterwards. And that podcast will be out really soon. You guys are going to have to wait patiently for that. So this is the fourth one that I'm recording this week. So I feel very used to this space of communication, just sitting here with a mic. The mic is my best friend. And also right now in this moment. So from the heart, how am I feeling right now? I am totally elated. I am so, maybe you can hear it in my voice. I'm like flying high right now. I just came from a yoga class with, I mean, and you're not going to believe me, or you are going to believe me because I just shared it on Instagram, but I just took a yoga class with Usher. Like, if I step back from my life right now and just look at it objectively, it's like, what the hell is happening? Where am I? Who am I? How did this all happen? I'm not quite sure, but yes, it is true. I took a yoga class, not with, like I was next to him in class, but like by, like, you know, it was Usher's class. There is a really beautiful event. It's a symposium happening in Stockholm right now. It happens once a year. It's called Brilliant Minds. You can look it up. It's very, very cool. Really different. Just gathering the most brilliant minds in several industries. So everything from music to tech to wellness to, yeah, business and IT. It's a really cool event. And I was planning to speak at the event this year, kind of last second, and then I'm not. And now I'm just kind of attending, and I'm just a guest at this amazing event. And they kicked off the event with a really small, very intimate, it was, I think, 35 people were there. A yoga class led and hosted by Usher. I mean, I'm sure you guys all know Usher, the artist, the singer, the, you know, superstar man. And when I got this invite, I was like, wait, what? What's happening? I mean, starting off an event with yoga or something within wellness, I mean, that's pretty normal. Nothing strange about that. But it was like yoga with Usher. I'm like, wait, am I reading this wrong? Like, how is this? Is he going to sing for us? Or, you know, is there going to be like a musical component? Or is it like a class and it's all Usher's playlist? Like, I couldn't figure it out. How is this? Like, I know he was going to attend somehow, but I just didn't know. And it was a really beautiful invite, and it came up with like a secret location thing. So we didn't know where we were going to go. And I was alone. Dennis really wanted to go, but I only had one ticket. So I was like, okay, it's just me. I'm going to go do this alone. And the invitation said to meet in front of Grand Hotel, which is a beautiful hotel here in Stockholm. And then we would be taken to this undisclosed location somewhere for this yoga class. So I get there this morning. I mean, of course, you know, very excited and also really nervous because I didn't know what to expect. And, you know, I get there and everyone is kind of dressed in suits. Like, I get to this hotel, it's a really nice hotel, and I'm in my yoga pants with my yoga mat, and everyone is dressed up in suits and going places in this event. I mean, I think it's a pretty big deal. They have so many people from all over the world that come and speak. So I felt like, wait, is this like, for a second I was like, is it an April Fool's joke taking place in June? Is it really true? Like, did someone like lure me here to say, oh my God, I can't believe you thought you were going to take a class with Usher. Like, you're so dumb. For a second there, I was like, oh wait, am I in the right place? And then someone like caught me like, oh, hey, you're here for the Usher class. Great. You know, here's your car. Go ahead. And I got to drive in this, like this transportation there with this woman that I never met before. She was just here for the event. And she was like, you know, are you nervous about this? Like, what is going to happen here? Like, how did you, you know, I mean, you're here for the event, but how amazing is this? Is he going to really teach? Like, is there going to be like a down dog? Like, Usher is a yoga teacher? She was as confused as I was, because I have never heard anything. I mean, I'm not so into this, you know, the music recording industry world, but I had no idea that Usher was into yoga at all. So, and she was as confused as I was. And then she said, oh, you know, I talked to someone last night. They said it's going to be in a forest somewhere. And then I looked at the map, because I mean, she was from LA and I'm from Stockholm, so I know the city really well. And I looked at where we were going with this car, and I was like, we're not going into like any greenery. Like, there's no forest like here. You know, we're going to this totally industrial part of Stockholm, like a little bit, you know, outside the center. It's like kind of where the ferries go. I'm like, are we going on a boat somewhere? Like, for a moment I was like, wait, what is even happening? Where are we going? And then we get there, and yeah, it was no forest or anything like that, but it was the most beautiful venue. I mean, I gotta say, Brilliant Minds for putting this together, kudos, because this was an absolutely gorgeous space. And of course, I was like the last one there. I don't know how I do that. Even though I'm on time, I'm always like late. I don't know how it works. But yeah, there's Usher, like, you know, on a yoga mat in yoga pants all the way, like, you know, deeply sharing his sacred connection to yoga. And it was such a, I'm at a loss for words right now, because the intentions that he arrived with for this class because it could easily have been just like a ploy, right? It's just something to like a little bit of a, you know, like a controversial thing, like some random person's going to do something within yoga, or maybe that it was just a surface thing. But as soon as he opened his mouth and started kind of speaking about his practice and why he wanted to put this class together and setting intentions, it was so clear immediately that he is on this path. I mean, 100%. It was really, you know, you go to yoga class and the teacher starts talking and where you immediately kind of arrive and you're almost in this zone of, it's just totally silent. Everyone is taking in every single word. And even though you haven't, you know, maybe begun the practice yet, you're already in practice. That's what this experience was like the moment Usher opened his mouth. I mean, what a genuine, really, I mean, I'm really impressed. Like, what a genuinely, mind-blowingly, just down-to-earth, authentic guy, just dedicated to his spiritual practice. It was so beautiful to see. And he shared how yoga has really changed him and shaped him, and that he truly believes that, you know, it's our duty and responsibility to use these tools that are available to us to heal ourselves and to arrive at a place where we can deeply connect to who we really are, so that we can use that to get out there and make a change in the world, so we can all arrive at a place of oneness. He spoke a lot about oneness and seva and giving back, and it was just so up my alley. I mean, I was sitting there probably with like a goofiest grin on my face, like, oh my God, I'm in love. Like, Usher, can you just move in with me? Can we work together forever? Like, can we just change the world together? I'm so excited to have had this experience, really. And then for the asana portion, so he had one of his teachers that he had brought from LA, this girl, Danielle. She was so great. Oh my God. Really great, super solid teacher. She taught the asana portion of the class. So it wasn't actually him guiding the asana, but it was still very much his class. Like, it was very clear the whole time. And we started off with some chanting. We chanted, it's my favorite mantra. It comes from Jiva Mukti lineage, but it's that Lokah Samasta Sukhino Bhavantu. May all beings everywhere be happy and free. May the thoughts, words, and actions of my own life contribute to that happiness and to that freedom for all. It's the mantra of peacefulness, of freedom. So beautiful. So we were chanting that, and she was playing the harmonium and Usher's chanting. And we did one round of mantras, because of course mantras usually are pretty monotonous and very, you know, standard in tone a little bit. And then when we came to the second round of mantras, like Usher's voice, like suddenly he started singing, right? I mean, can you just put yourself in this situation? You're like eyes closed on your yoga mat in the yoga class chanting, and then all of a sudden Usher's voice like takes over into this beautiful, beautiful Sanskrit, I mean, most sacred mantra that I hold so dear to my heart. I wanted actually to tattoo this mantra on my body for so long. If I would ever tattoo anything in Sanskrit, this would be it by far. But it was, oh, I get goosebumps just telling this story, because this is so it was so beautiful. And then we went on to the asana portion of the class, and it was just a perfect mix of challenging but grounding. And Danielle, oh, just her voice, it was so great. Almost cried at the end of class, and then I just kind of laid in Shavasana smiling. It was so beautiful. And normally whenever I go to like a, I don't know the phrase here, but a yoga event. So not an anonymous, you know, day-to-day yoga class in the studio that I do all the time, but a yoga event, which is also, you know, people are there, they want to network. And this, there was only 30 something people. So it was all this VIP list of people going to this very special class. I sometimes feel very, what's the word? Like I feel almost looked at, if you know that. In a sense, like if you go to a place and you want to network and people are looking around, looking to talk and looking to connect. So I always have a hard time mixing yoga into events in that way, because for me, at least personally, it's always hard to really dive deep into my own practice when I, you know, if there's a camera around and things like that. But for this practice, oh my God, I totally forgot where I was. I forgot there was cameras in the room, because of course they were, you know, they were filming some things and things like that. And I felt so in my body, and really, when it was, you know, time to set our intentions, the one thing that just came up to me right away for today and for this practice was be kind. There was something very kind, very humble, and very down to earth about this whole morning that I just had, you know, contrary to what one might think a yoga class with a world famous superstar artist would be like. It was the opposite of that. It was so sweet and chill. And then of course, I mean, I'm sure you guys know this already just by me telling the story, but I you know, since I got this invite, I'm like, I am going to get Usher on this podcast. I don't care. I mean, I don't care how I'm going to do it. I know I'm going to do it. I'm going to make this happen. No questions asked. Like, he's into yoga. Are you kidding? I just had Seal on. Like, I can continue this kind of musical artist line. We just, you know, we go higher and higher and get cooler and cooler people. Like, how amazing is that? But then, of course, you know, at the end of practice, I don't want to be that person that rushes up, you know, and, oh my God, can I talk to you? And can I, you know, get you on my podcast and get you on my show? I don't want to sell a bunch of stuff, because it was truly a sacred class. Like, it was really, really beautiful. So I decided at the end, after Shavasana, I was like, you know what? I'm not even going to, you know, if it's meant to happen, like, you know, if it's organically meant to happen, it will happen somehow. But I'm not going to like force it, you know, right after this sacred moment and go and kind of talk about my podcast and try to push to get him on the show. Because of course, I mean, you know, this guy has 1,000 people pulling him in every direction, every moment of the day, asking for things. I'm like, no, you know what? That was just, this was beautiful. I'm so glad he held this space and glad that he's on this path, because we need more people, you know, of that level in the world. I think we really need more people that can actually make a big change to arrive in this practice. I mean, that's just so beautiful. So if Usher does yoga, I mean, that's it. I'm like, I'm content. So I decide, okay, I'm not going to ask about the podcast. I'm just happy here. And then I'm going to just enjoy. They had breakfast afterwards, and I just assumed he would like rush away and, you know, go do something else right afterwards. And then I start putting my things together and rolling up my mat. And this woman next to me, to my left, she was like, hey, that was such a great handstand. Wow. I was looking at you inverting and I was so impressed. And I was like, what? Oh my God, thank you. You know, like I held a handstand in practice and felt pretty good about it. And I was like, you know, thank you. That's sweet. She's like, oh, so inspiring. What's your name? And I was like, I'm Rachel. And she's like, wait, are you Rachel? Are you Yoga Girl Rachel? And I was like, yeah. She said, oh my God, I can't believe we're finally meeting. I am Usher's agent and I had lunch with your agent. We're both at WME, or we're connected through WME, and which is my agency. And we had lunch not long ago talking about how we could connect, like, because Usher is so into yoga and he really wants to move his work into this field. So it would be so great to connect you guys. And I'm sitting there like, like this woman that I've been practicing with. I mean, we were on our mats for 2 hours this whole time. And I had just decided I'm not going to pursue this podcast idea. You know, I'm just going to, if it's meant to be, it will happen. And then I turn to my left and I say hi to this woman who randomly happens to be his agent, saying that she wants us to connect. And I'm like, holy shit, universe. I mean, universe, like this idea of manifestation. Oh, there's this, how does that saying go? Oh, I can't think of it now, but you know, where attention goes, energy flows. There's also that, and actually Danielle, who taught the class, she was talking about that when we try to force something, you know, and it's not with the right intentions, usually it doesn't happen. Like, we stay there banging our heads against the wall, wondering why we're not succeeding. And I think in that moment, I just completely let go of the idea of trying to force anything. And then bam, immediately the universe like lands the same thing I was longing for in my lap, right? I mean, it was just such a great moment. And she's the sweetest woman. And they're just like, everyone who attended was just so down to earth and very much into yoga, which I was so happy to see, you know, because there's such a trend within yoga now, and everyone does yoga now, and yoga is an industry and a business, and there's people out there wanting to capitalize and market off of that. And just to be in this class filled with people, you know, who have big names in different various industries, there was a lot of celebrities there, and they were all just there because they really loved the practice. That was so refreshing to see and so uplifting, like really, truly uplifting. So anyway, so she goes off to introduce us and she like pulls my hand and she walks up to Usher. She's like, Usher, have you met Rachel? This is Yoga Girl. You guys have to meet. And he hugs me and he's all relaxed and super, super nice. And, you know, wanted to find out if he could get my mala beads somehow. I mean, he was like totally normal person. And yes, I am going to have him on the podcast. Okay, I'm not going to like set it in stone because I don't have it like, you know, confirmed in writing clearly. If you guys only knew how many guests I have had like about to come on the show and then last minute, like it didn't happen for whatever reason. I mean, there's been a lot. So we have a Swedish expression that says, man ska inte ropa hej innan man är över ån, över bäcken. Ropa inte hej för tidigt. Okay, I'm butchering this saying. But basically it's like, in Papiamento, in Aruba, the saying goes, no canta gloria, like you shouldn't sing the glory before it's done. And in Sweden, it's like, don't say that you're safe until you've crossed the river, I guess. So, of course, there's like 1,000 English, you know, ways for the saying, and I'm blanking on all of them. But yeah, so we will see if he will come on the show. But that would be such a great thing, because I genuinely want to continue this conversation and learn more. And specifically this dedication to use yoga as a way to heal ourselves so we can take action to help heal the world. I mean, that's the core for me. My core basis in everything I do is about that. Using yoga or meditation or personal development or, you know, whatever floats your boat, whatever works for you, but to find inner healing so that we can be whole and then use that to take action and help heal the world, because there's so much healing needed. We can't heal if we're not already at a place of feeling whole ourselves. That's just what it is. So yeah, very high on life right now. Very excited to be here. Literally just showered and then sat down to record. So yeah, hope you guys feel excited too. I shared on Instagram a second ago that I took a yoga class with Usher, and my assistant, or one of my assistants, Courtney, I had kind of put it in our chat group. I was like, you know, whenever I book a meeting or something I have to do, she manages my calendar. I kind of sent off a little note, and I was like, hey, Thursday morning, 9 a.m. yoga with Usher. And she was like, cool. And then now she posted a comment in the Instagram feed. She was like, wait, when you said to put in the calendar yoga with Usher on Thursday, I didn't think it was yoga with Usher on Thursday. Like, what is going on? Usher teaches yoga. Yeah, it's just such a world we live in. Holy, holy, holy cow.
You are listening to From the Heart, Conversations with Yoga Girl.
Self-care is for everyone, as moms and dads need it too. I know Dennis could use a little bit of extra TLC after keeping me and Luna in check during this trip to Europe. Father's Day is just around the corner, and Dennis has said he wants more time biking, more time relaxing, and more time, yes, you guessed it, sleeping. That brought Parachute to my mind. From super comfy bathrobes and minimalist designs to ultra soft bed sheets and neutral colors, Parachute's got everything to make all dads feel their best. Parachute is my go-to when shopping for bedding and bath linens. They go way beyond organic. Their products surpass the highest criteria of testing for harmful chemicals and synthetics, and somehow Parachute's products get softer every time they're washed. I sleep even better at night knowing that I made a conscious choice as well. Parachute partners with the United Nations Foundation to donate malaria-preventing bed nets to people in need, and all returns are donated to Habitat for Humanity. It's a way to give back even when you're sleeping. Parachute dreams of a world where everyone spends more time comfy in their bathrobe or in bed. And that means even dads get a break every now and then. So instead of dreaming about this, try Parachute for yourself, and you can turn the perfect night's sleep into your reality. Visit parachutehome.com/yogagirl for free shipping and returns on Parachute's very comfortable bedding and bath linens. That's parachutehome.com/yogagirl for free shipping and returns on all of Parachute's bedding and bath linens. They offer a 60-day trial, so if you don't love it, just send it back. parachutehome.com/yogagirl. What is your favorite food? I think I can honestly say mine is bread. Now I'm craving my warm sourdough bread with some butter and salt on top. It's honestly the perfect thing to eat. But I'm also realistic, and I know for many of you out there, the carb feel might be real. It is too bad that carb-heavy foods are often the ones we love the most. That's why Hero Bread makes those same delicious favorites free of consequences or compromises. They have remade carby empty-calorie bread products into fluffy, delicious versions that include no net carbs, 0 grams of sugar, plus protein and fiber. And let me tell you, their products taste amazing. The other day, Dennis and Leah and I were making some grilled cheese sandwiches, and that would be a perfect place to swap in Hero Bread. I am very mindful when it comes to what my daughter eats, and I love that this bread helps you get enough fiber and adds more protein to your diet while cutting down on the sugar. Hero Bread is not only delicious and flavorful, there's something for every craving, including sliced bread loaves, buns, and tortillas. So don't give up on being a breadhead. Hero Bread is offering 10% off your order. Go to hero.co and use the code YOGAGIRL at checkout. That's YOGAGIRL at hero.co. So yeah, okay, I'm really glad I got to share this story. But right now, okay, so I'm kind of landing back in, you know, after all of this. And this symposium or this event, it goes for 2 days. We actually changed our flights. We were supposed to be in Italy already today. We're going to another wedding. So many weddings happening. It's kind of, I guess, wedding season in our lives right now. We're going to a wedding, Dennis and I, in Italy, actually. And we changed our flight so we could participate and hang out and be here at this event. So my plan is to go and experience a little bit more of this wild craziness that Brilliant Minds is creating here in Stockholm today. And then I have to get a dress because I still don't have a dress. I don't know what to wear for this wedding. I'm saving everything for the last moment as usual. But my energy right now, and this I find is just so interesting to sit with. If I would look at these podcast recordings as kind of, you know, if there was a way to, if someone could put them into like a diagram for me in terms of my emotional state, I mean, my emotional state is just a roller coaster. Like every week is totally different from the week before, which I think is just what it is to be human also. But I got to spend the past couple of days, we were out in the countryside, not really the countryside, but just a little bit outside of Stockholm. Stockholm is all islands. Anyone who hasn't been here, it's all islands, it's water, nature everywhere. It's one of my favorite cities in the world, not just because I grew up here, but because it's one of few places where you have the big city life, but you also have nature so close all the time, wherever you go. And kind of in Stockholm, wherever you are, you're always close to water. There's always water somewhere, nearby. And we went out to Olivia's parents' house on this island, and we spent 5 days there. And honestly, you know, when you have like a trip or you have a moment or a day or something that you're doing, and it's so, just so easygoingly beautiful that you just know when you're in the moment, you're like, we're going to remember this for the rest of our lives. That's the weekend that we had with the babies out by the water this weekend. It was just, after 2 months of traveling and living really tight and, you know, tiny hotel rooms and cities and just being out in the grass by the water, swimming every day, forest, trees. Lea Luna and Olivia and Patrick are best friends. Their baby Hunter, he's 3 months younger. They were naked from morning to night. They were just naked all day long. And we've been swimming and playing and running around. And it's just been, you know, with no agenda, really nothing to do. I canceled all my meetings, just nothing to do, no place to be, but just here and now. Like the only thing for 5 days straight or 4 days straight, the only thing really we thought about was when is the next meal? You know, you finish breakfast and then like 30 minutes later, you're like, okay, so what are we going to have for lunch? Like our whole day just revolved around like what food we're eating next, basically, or if we have enough wine for dinner and just taking care of the babies and playing. And it's just, it was the literal antidote to the stress that I have been feeling over the past couple of months traveling. And I think, you know, I have a little emergency toolbox that I use when I feel agitated and when I feel stressed. I really recommend creating one if you don't have one, like if you don't have one for yourself. I really recommend creating one. You can do this right now. You can do this immediately following this podcast. So an emergency toolbox for well-being. And I have mine in my mind, like I can just tick them off. You can write them down and just make them really structured and clear. But things or tools that you can use to bring you back into a place of feeling okay when you're not. I mean, it's really that simple. And for everyone, this is going to look very, very differently. And I started off, I didn't have this when I was young. It's something that I think is totally lacking in the school system and how we raise our kids. We learn so many weird things in school. I mean, I'm sure you guys see these memes all the time. Of like, you know, we learn algebra or we learn the name of the inside of a cell or you know, we learn these things that maybe aren't super applicable to day-to-day to day-to-day life when you're out in the adult world. Like we don't learn about taxes and you don't learn maybe so much about how to take care of your house and your home or there's lots of things that I feel is kind of missing. And this is one of those really huge things, at least in my book. Like what do we do when we arrive at a place of feeling totally frustrated or feeling totally angry or feeling sad or if we have a panic attack, you know, like shit happens, life comes our way, and we're not really equipped. No one teaches us these things in school. I would love to do this. I mean, yoga and meditation, of course, two huge big tools and tools that I use in my daily life every single day. Imagine if everyone was taught yoga or some of these techniques in class. I mean, what a different place the world would be. I can only imagine, really.
But for me, what this toolbox looks like, if I arrive at a place of, okay, I feel totally crappy, and then it sticks, you know, like I can't get rid of that crappy feeling or that sad moment or panic or fear or, you know, and I'll usually do one, and if it doesn't work, I'll go through the other one, and I can kind of work my way off the list. Like I work through my emergency toolbox. So the number one thing that I do if I'm not feeling well, really the number one thing that I do is talk about it. Okay, so tool number one from my toolbox is talk about it. So talk about it. And it sounds really simple. Like hopefully, I mean, I would assume this is many people's go-to. I also know many people who don't have this as a go-to when they're going through something difficult, people who have a really hard time opening up about challenges or maybe feel like they don't have a person in their lives they can trust with these things. My husband, Dennis, is one of those people that if he's going through something, he'll never tell you. I mean, I have to literally, like, I can sometimes sense that he's not in a good space or he's a little low. I have to drag that shit out of him to find out what's going on and to see if I can help him somehow. And usually, I mean, I think, yeah, 10 times out of 10, after having spoken about it, he feels so much better. But it's not in his kind of natural state to just open up when he feels that something is off. He usually just kind of, he'll go and, you know, sit on his bike, or he'll go out and have a beer with a friend and try to not think about it. And then that thing, whatever it is, can kind of grow a little bit. So, I mean, I learned so much from him, and this is something that he's in the process of learning from me. We talk about it all the time. Just this idea of opening up when something is hard. So the toolbox, emergency toolbox for well-being, the first thing is talk about it. So what I'll do is if I have someone that I can go meet, like I'll, you know, call them up and say, hey, I need to talk. I need to get something off my chest. If I'm fighting with someone or I'm having a hard time, you know, not that person, but someone who's neutral, who I can just kind of vent with a little bit. Or I'll call someone on the phone or FaceTime and just be like, hey, do you have 5 minutes? Just need to share something. And sometimes it's not, you know, usually it's not that we want advice so much. It's just the actual concept of sharing, like of offloading something that weighs heavy on us. So I prefer doing a sharing like that, where it's just like, hey, I need 5 minutes. Can you hold space for me? Can you just listen? And I don't usually need anyone to tell me, oh, well, how about you do this? Or next time, don't do that. You know, it's just sharing, just opening up. So talking about it. And this goes for everything. And of course, it's important that we have the right person to talk to, so that you don't have, I don't know, someone judgmental or condescending or someone who's going to make you feel worse. But if you have that good person in your life that you're used to venting with or sharing with, what you can do is you can kind of set into motion this structure of when we're having a tough day or a tough moment, I need a 3-minute sharing. So calling someone up and be like, hey, do you have space for a sharing? And then the other person just holds space and listens. You speak for 3 minutes on whatever's on your mind, and then you switch, and then you hold space for them to speak. And then that's it, and you hang up. It sounds very simple, but it can be a little bit daunting because it requires us to be vulnerable and to open up about what it is that's going on. And what I find is when I get into a place that's challenging or tricky, and sometimes I'm like, oh, no one cares about my problems. I don't want to bother anyone with them. I had this recently when I was going through this kind of tough past couple of weeks, and it was normally the person that I share with is Olivia, my best friend. And it was right before her wedding, and I really didn't want to add, like, you know, it's so stressful to get married and so many things going on, and I didn't want to add any, you know, weight or anything of any kind on her plate. So I didn't share. And then after the wedding, we had like a deep heart to heart, and I kind of cried, and I was like, oh, everything's been so hard. And she was so hurt. She was like, why didn't you tell me that it was hard? Like, why didn't you tell me that you guys were going through this stuff? And I was like, well, I didn't want to bother you with this stuff right before your wedding. And she was like, hey, nothing is more important than this. Like, there's always space for us to sit and just be honest and share. You know, she's like, you're my person that I go to immediately when I'm sad or when something's going on. Like, I need to be that person for you always. And then I thought, hey, like, hey, that's, you know, so grateful for this relationship that I have, and that there's never really a bad time. And it's true, if I would have maybe done that earlier, just gotten something off my chest, just shared about, oh, like, I'm having a hard time with all this stuff, maybe I would have gone, you know, kind of, it would have left me earlier, because now it kind of lingered with me for a little while. So yeah, that's tip number one, or tool number one, is talk about it. Talk about it, talk about it, talk about it.
You are listening to From the Heart, Conversations with Yoga Girl.
We only have a couple of weeks left in Sweden, and all I want to do is enjoy the beautiful summer weather we've been having here. The last thing I want to do is spend time cooking. I'd much rather be outside at the park with a baby or jumping in the lake. I mean, isn't that what warmer weather is all about? That's why I love Daily Harvest. It's a subscription service that makes healthy eating easy and requires basically no effort. Daily Harvest sends one-step prep, perfectly portioned plant-based cups of frozen organic fruits and vegetables directly to your door. You don't even have to think about making the healthy choice. It's delivered right to you. You can choose from smoothies, savory harvest bowls, overnight oats, and much more. An amazing meal or snack made from delicious whole ingredients is ready for you in as little as 30 seconds. All you have to do is add water or your favorite milk to the cup and blend, heat, or soak. Daily Harvest is the perfect thing to have on hand for those days where you just don't have time to cook. Smoothies and harvest bowls make a great healthy lunch or afternoon snack. And not to mention, the iced lattes are the perfect way to cool down when it's way too hot out this summer. And with 3 separate servings per order, they cost less than coffee shop drinks do. Daily Harvest understands that sometimes we need downtime without giving up healthy food choices. And these deliciously accessible organic foods from Daily Harvest are becoming my first choice at any time of the day. Try them out for yourself. Go to daily-harvest.com and enter the promo code YOGAGIRL to get 3 cups for free in your first box. That's promo code YOGAGIRL for 3 free Daily Harvest cups at daily-harvest.com. Daily-harvest.com. The second thing that I do in my own toolbox, and maybe this is not for everyone, I have to say it, this is my emergency toolbox for well-being. It's not going to be the same for everyone. You have to kind of see what works for you. Maybe you want to take some of these tools that I have and make them your own. Maybe you can add completely different things that I never even thought about and add them to your own toolbox. But my second thing is nature. And this is another piece that I've been totally missing. In Aruba, when I'm home, I mean, I'm outside all the time, really. I'm on the beach, I'm in the ocean, like we have a big garden, I'm always out. We walk the dogs 3 times a day. We're on the North Shore. Like, you know, nature is around all the time. And now we've been in cities and we've been, you know, yeah, we've been like kind of in hotel rooms and airports and stuff like that. So I haven't been out in nature as much as I would like to. And living in Stockholm, I haven't taken advantage of the nature that's all around. Really, I've been really in the city, but I haven't ventured out. I haven't, you know, been out. I haven't hugged a tree in so long. So go out in nature. This is really a big thing. And I don't know why it took me so long to kind of get to this tool just now. Okay, and I'm talking about like, oh, I had a really hard time. I didn't have any major like trauma or issue or stuff, you know, happen. I just had this heavy feeling that's been lingering with me over the past couple of weeks. I've just had a little cloud above my head, and I don't know where it came from. So going out in nature and whatever that means to you. So some people are water people, and you know, if it's not freezing cold outside, I mean, that's summertime in most of the world or half of the world. Like go float in the ocean if you can, go sit on the beach, put your feet in the sand. If you're not by water, just going outside, like find a park and lie flat on the ground. That's one of my favorite things to do. Just finding a park or like a little patch of grass or whatever and just lying flat. With no agenda other than that, just looking at the sky or trees or whatever you see above your head and just stay there. It's so healing, letting the earth support us, letting the earth hold us up. I mean, it's, I wish I was lying on the earth right now. And it, you know, it has to be outside. I do this if it's like snowing, if it's cold, you know, just like wear the right clothes and just go lie on the ground. Let the earth hold you up for a second. It's really good for our perspective too, just seeing the sky above our heads, how kind of whatever problems we're pondering that feel like the end of the world to us, or they feel like, oh, it's the worst thing that's ever happened. We are just a very small piece in this very big puzzle that is the universe. And we're extremely important. Like it's vital that we're here, but we also can't take ourselves too seriously all the time. That's a really important piece. Osho says, life is not a problem to be solved, but a mystery to be lived and enjoyed. And I really love that quote because we can get so in our heads and I'm really good at that. Like I can get totally caught up in something that isn't working and have to be reminded to shift my attention back to what actually does work. So nature is a good way for us to feel connected again and to feel part of something greater than just us. Tool number 3 that I'm going to share, and this one is so simple, you can go do it right now. I mean, literally, you can just put this podcast on pause or bring me along. Drink a ginormous glass of water. a ginormous glass of water. And this is, there's something about, okay, so of course everybody knows we're mostly water. Our bodies are made up of water. We're also run by the vibration of water, which is why we sometimes feel, you know, a little loopy around full moon, which controls the tides. And a lot of people feel really drawn and really calm and at peace when we're immersed in water. I'm one of them. But drinking a giant glass of water, just whatever you have in your system, whatever vibration is there that isn't resonating, think about the last thing you ate, or like, what did you have yesterday? You know, the vibration of the food and the drink that we put in our systems, of course, reverberates back out into the world and then back at us. So if you had a really shitty food day yesterday, you ate a bunch of fast food, maybe you were out drinking, I don't know, whatever's going on, there's definitely an emotional reflection in what we put into our system and how we feel afterwards. I mean, that's what it is. I mean, hello, the depression that comes along with like a hangover, it's the worst thing ever. So it doesn't have to be that. Maybe you had a great eating day, but just a big, big, big glass of water. Think of it as an internal reset of your physical system. Just a big glass of water, and do it really mindfully. And then, of course, keep hydrating. Do that all the time. But it's part of my toolbox because I tend to, this is one of the things that like, when I get down on myself or when I'm sad or frustrated, I always forget to drink for some reason. I can go a whole day and I'm like, wait, did I even hydrate today at all? All I wanted to drink all day is wine. I wonder why that is. Oh, wait, I'm not feeling well. Oh, wait, I did not drink any water. It's just a good place to kind of stabilize us and bring us a little bit closer to balance. So yeah, that's number three. Easy peasy. You can do it right now. And then as number four in my emergency toolbox for healing or for well-being, I have journal. And this is not everybody is really into journaling. For some people, it comes really easy. Some people, I mean, I know people who journal every day of their lives and they just fill notebooks with thoughts and emotions and have this kind of library of their past emotional state, which is so beautiful. Kind of like this podcast for me. One day, you know, 50 years from now, I'll listen to this and I'll be like, oh my God, I can't believe I felt all those things. My 20s were very intense for sure. But journaling, I kind of float in and out of it. I'll get into the zone of wanting to journal every day and then I can't stop. It's like I journal so much. I feel like I can just fill a notebook with thoughts and things that I'm feeling and pondering. And then I'll get out of it and then I just like, oh, it's like it's hard to pick up the journal. I don't know, for some reason, like it just doesn't flow as well. So I try to go with the flow of that and not force anything. But when you're having a rough time, and especially if you don't have anyone to share with, because that's also true. Maybe you don't have that person in your life. Maybe you don't have that trust for those people in your life. Or maybe you just feel, I don't know, too vulnerable or like you're not ready to share whatever's going on with someone else. Practicing stream of consciousness journaling, it's such a good option to sharing verbally. Like it's such a good, can be such a healing thing. And how that works is, of course, you can just open your notebook and journal on whatever you're going through. Just as you are, you don't have to have any structure at all. For some people, stream of consciousness journaling works really well because it gives you a little bit of structure and it allows your mind to kind of take the back seat so you can write and journal from the heart truly. So how it works is you'll start off with a sentence and it can be, you know, something very simple. For instance, right now I am feeling ... and then you continue. And then you write about that. But from the moment you put pen to paper, you don't pick up the pen. So you don't stop writing. You really just write. And maybe in the beginning, you don't know what to say. It's like, right now I am feeling, I don't know what I am feeling. Am I feeling anything? Why am I journaling about this? This is so stupid. I don't know why I'm feeling. Why don't I know what I'm feeling? You know, you can repeat the same thing again and again and again. And just write gibberish, basically, just whatever comes through your pen. And before you know it, like something usually comes out, like you hit kind of the nail on the head and you're like, oh, wait, I am feeling like this. So that when you don't pause to think about what you're going to write and, you know, how to structure a sentence well or make it sound poetic or really think like, how am I feeling? What's going on beneath the surface? But you just let everything flow through your pen. You can reach another level of depth in whatever you're, you know, going through, whatever you're sharing, because it is sharing, except you're just sharing with yourself and you're doing it in writing form. So really super, super recommend journaling. Also as a daily practice, I mean, you don't have to journal just because you're having a low moment, but if you feel drawn to that, pick it up, like pick your journal up, the last thing you do before you go to bed. I'll do that if I've had an overwhelming day or if I have, you know, a lot of things that I'm like, oh, if it's hard to sleep, maybe that's because my mind is really busy with a lot of stuff. And then getting something out on paper can be a really good way, like emptying the mind before going to bed. Now, my fifth tool that I use, and this actually, and the way that they're ordered now, they're not in any specific order. You can just pick whatever works. But for me, this usually goes at the top. Wait, talk about it. Maybe at the top, this is probably number two. This is, but I'm probably going to say this is one of the most important ones. Number five in my emergency toolbox for well-being is move your body. And, you know, I know I talk about this all the time. I mean, I really do talk about this all the time. But not just in this idea of, okay, we need to move our bodies to be healthy. We should move our bodies to stay fit and strong and toned and whatever. All of that is great. We should move our bodies to be healthy. But move your body to release emotion. Move your body to move energy. Move your body to not become stagnant in whatever you're experiencing in the moment and wherever your mind is, wherever your emotions are. Move your body to release energy. It's just our bodies are meant to move. And when we don't, things get stuck. And also when we feel a lot and we don't know what to do with those emotions, the best way to release them is to sweat. Really, it's to move. And this can be in whatever shape or form really is the most natural to you. Of course, yoga is a huge piece. Yoga is always kind of my go-to, you know, rolling out your mat and practice and just dive into, you know, wherever your body wants to go. But sometimes, and this happens to me personally too, yoga can be almost a little too structured. I do so much yoga. I practice all the time. I teach yoga. It's my whole life. I can kind of put my mind on autopilot and just go into a flow without thinking about anything, which is good. But when it comes to really releasing emotion that's stuck, or when it comes to getting back into your body if you're having a tough time, I find that sometimes I need to move my body in a little bit less organized way. So I'll put on, okay, my favorite song to do this. And I come back to this song again and again and again. White Lies by Max Frost. If you need a song to like shake shit out. It's my favorite song to just like in my living room or in my tiny apartment where I am right now or wherever I am, like hotel room, wherever. I'll put on that song really loud. It could also be headphones. No one else has to hear. And I'll dance like a crazy person. And the song is like 3 minutes long. It's not very long. So it's not, you know, it's still, I mean, dancing like a crazy person, like all out crazy person dancing. It's exhausting. I mean, it really makes you sweat. It takes a lot out of you. So it feels, you know, it's like a perfect amount of time to just like, shake everything loose. And I'll just, you know, kind of channel my inner like child and jump around the room, jump up and down, like shake every limb of my entire body, move my hips, like, you know, make crazy faces, like just shake everything and just dance. And also because, I mean, that song specifically for me, it's such a fun song to dance to. When that song ends, I usually cannot remember what I was really upset about beforehand. I mean, really, it works that well. So crazy dance party. And you can also make like a crazy dance party playlist. I have one on Spotify. If you don't follow me on Spotify already, just search Yoga Girl, you'll find me. I have a playlist on there called Dance Party that just has these types of songs. And I'll play them in retreats. We have dance parties or in trainings and where we just kind of go crazy and we dance all out. I have so many of those really good, like, you know, go get them songs. So you can find a lot there. Or just your favorite one to dance to. Move your body. And if that feels off to you or odd or doesn't, you know, come naturally, then, you know, we all have our own way. So are you a runner? Go run. You know, are you a biker? Go bike. If you're a surfer, go surf. Whatever is your thing. If you love CrossFit, like go do it. But I really recommend that less structured way, because if you are a runner, you know how to run. You run by the mile and, you know, maybe you have a watch and it becomes this thing of the mind. What we want to do is get out of the mind and into the body. So something a little more chaotic and crazy, like crazy person dance party. Highly recommend it.
You are listening to From the Heart, Conversations with Yoga Girl.
While I would have loved to be enjoying the Swedish summer with my baby and my husband all day, every day, I'm just as excited to be busy at work, taking meetings and preparing for the launch of some super awesome stuff. To keep me on track throughout hectic work days, I take a cup of Four Sigmatic mushroom coffee. If you haven't tried this coffee yet, you are missing out. By mixing their coffee with mushrooms, Four Sigmatic has created a healthy and delicious super drink to give your brain a boost and power you through a productive day. But not only that, this mushroom coffee contains powerful antioxidants and immune-boosting properties to keep you happy and healthy for days to come. Four Sigmatic creates their blends with only the highest quality of mushrooms and other superfoods, ensuring they are free from pesticides, mycotoxins, and other harmful chemicals. Being less acidic than normal coffee is, there's no need to worry about stomach burns or common side effects like jitters. And best of all, it tastes great. Four Sigmatic offers everything from mushroom coffees, elixirs, hot cacaos, and matchas. I've been loving the 10 mushroom blend coffee mixture lately. It's paleo, vegan, caffeine-free, and the most convenient way to consume all of your mushrooms at once. Sometimes in a busy day, I don't have time to drink lion's mane in the morning, chaga midday, and reishi in the evening. Thanks to the compounding effects of functional mushrooms, consuming one serving of this mushroom cocktail with a twist of rose hip keeps me feeling great and happy all day, every day, through every meeting and every big decision. Discover the everyday magic of mushrooms for yourself with this awesome deal for From the Heart listeners only. Right now, when you head to foursigmatic.com/yogagirl, you'll get 15% off of your entire order. That's 15% off any order placed on Four Sigmatic's website, but you have to use my special URL. foursigmatic.com/yogagirl. That's spelled foursigmatic.com/yogagirl. And my number six I have as a tool, and this for me is just... it's the simplest thing. It's child's pose. Balasana. Dropping into child's pose anywhere, any moment of the day. It's such a humbling shape to take in our bodies. It's such a humbling pose. Of course, it is the pose of the child. I mean, my baby sleeps that way. She sleeps in child's pose. At night, sometimes she tucks her arms in beneath her little body, but her butt kind of sticks up. And I mean, it's the sweetest thing. It is a very... I think a very organic shape for us to move into as children. It's called child's pose for a reason. But also it's a universally recognized shape that we come into to pray. I mean, millions of people, pray in this shape. It's a shape, it's a pose of surrender, of just completely letting go, of bowing to the unknown, bowing to earth, surrendering. So finding child's pose, just as you don't need a yoga mat or anything. Just find child's pose, forehead to the mat or to the floor, ground your hands and just breathe. And sometimes if you're going through something rough, just that shape of child's pose is enough to release something. For me, if I've been holding something in all day, I'll come to just child's pose in the middle of the living room. And I'm like, oh, I've been like wanting to cry a little bit all day and it just kind of comes out. Or it's just a place where you can completely calm your breath, ground, come back to the here and now. It's a very humbling shape. So child's pose is an easy thing to come back to anytime. Number seven, I love how structured I am, by the way, with these tools. I don't know. It's very unlike me to to really have thought about what I wanted to share before sharing it. But yes, number seven in this emergency toolbox that I use is pranayama or breath work. So of course, you know, this idea of like, okay, if you're going through something, take three deep breaths or like, you know, slow your breath down. I usually need, I mean, opposite of when it comes to shaking it out or moving the body, when it comes to breath, I need structure. For my mind not to take over or for me, you know, to tell myself like, oh, this is boring. I'm going to move on and do something else because I have this busy monkey mind goes from place to place. So for breath work, anything structured that works for you. One of my favorite types of pranayama is alternate nostril breathing or alternate nostril breath, Nadi Shodhana, where you inhale through one nostril and then you close it off and you exhale through the other nostril, inhale through that nostril, close it off, exhale through the opposite one. So you connect the left and right hemispheres of the brain, balancing the masculine and the feminine sides of the body, bringing balance to your entire being. But most important, for me at least, it's a very structured type of breath and it requires enough doing on your part that the mind can attach to something. So it's easier to arrive at a place of silence, at least for me. Actually, let's practice this for a second right now. Why not? So you can do this. I mean, of course, best to sit down and find a quiet, calm place, which is where you are as you are right now. So you take your right hand and you fold it into Vishnu Mudra. So it's kind of like, Dennis always jokes that it's the Shaka, you know, like the surfer greeting. It's kind of kind of a little bit like that. But take your index and middle finger and fold it into the base of the thumb, that big fleshy piece of the base of the thumb. And then a pinky finger and ring finger kind of connects here. So that's Vishnu Mudra. And just sit up nice and tall. And then we begin by inhaling through the left nostrils. What you'll do is you'll just close your eyes, take your thumb and place it on top of the right nostril, and then take a deep breath in through the left side of the nose. And then take the pinky finger and ring finger, close off the left nostril and exhale through the right. Inhale through the right nostril. Close it off. Exhale through the left nostril. Inhale through the left nostril. Close it off. Exhale through the right nostril. Inhale through the right nostril. Close. Exhale through the left. Inhale through the left. Close and exhale through the right. Inhale right. Close and exhale left. I could, of course, continue this. We could do a whole 45-minute podcast on alternate nostril breath. You can, you know, if you feel really good doing this right now, just press pause on this podcast and continue as you are and just sit and do that for as long as it feels good. You can also set a timer for 5 or 10 or 15 minutes and do this breath work, you know, on a timer so your mind can let go of the idea of how long you're going to be there. I feel so calm already. That was like 3 or 4 breaths. It was really short just to sort of demonstrate. But for me, this is one of my favorite ways because it brings us back to the here and now. I mean, it really does. It's also a very cleansing breath. It's breath of purification. So everything we want to, you know, release energetically can also be released and transformed through this breath work. But your own go-to way of breathing when you're going through something rough. And for some people, it is just closing the eyes and taking those 3 really deep belly breaths. For me, this type of breath work works really, really great. So find something that really works for you. Number 8 on my list, I have treat yourself. And this, I'm very good at this. I'm good at this in like the day-to-day stuff. I'm not super good at this when it comes to big, profound ways, but treat yourself. So if you're going through something tricky and something hard, having a hard time, do something that brings you joy, right? So how can you treat yourself today? You know, go get a pedicure, go get a massage, like buy that cute top that you wanted to buy all week. You know, go get a really delicious cup of coffee, go to yoga class, you know, make time to meet a friend that you haven't seen in a long time, carve out some alone time, have a nice dinner, you know, like get a really great bar of chocolate and just really enjoy it. Like treat yourself, do something kind, just, and it can be a superficial thing like chocolate, you know, it doesn't have to be this big, you know, big emotional thing attached to it. Just treat yourself in some way, any way that brings you a little bit of joy. I don't know. For me, for me, it works. And the way it looks like for me, it's usually like a glass of wine by myself at the end of the day. That's sort of how I treat myself. At home, I would take a bath if I was home and I was having a hard day. And I would really like take a bath, you know, like light the candles and use bath salts and put lavender oil and do a whole thing and then soak and just really like make it a moment for me. So yeah, treat yourself, do something that brings you some joy. And number 9 on the list and the emergency toolbox, I have hug someone. Oh, I wish I had someone to hug right now. If you don't have anyone to hug, hug a tree. It's the second best thing. Or hug your dog, you know, your baby, you can hug anything. But yeah, hug someone and like a real hug, not just a, hey, how you doing hug, but like a hug you can melt into another person, like at least a 10-second hug. And if you can, hug the person to the right so that your hearts connect. It's a heart-to-heart hug. So, you know, a real hug. I mean, and there's a whole science behind it. I saw, I think, a TED Talk, I can't remember who it was, about the science of hugging and touch. How we long for this human connection of just being touched all the time. And we do this to babies. You know, babies were supposed to be skin to skin when they're born and stay as close together as possible all the time because that's how we bond and nurture the baby. And then we kind of grow up and we lose that a little bit. But I think we crave it the same, honestly. And we don't have a lot of space for that in our regular lives. So real hugs, like hug your mom, hug your husband, your wife, your best friend, your dog. You know, it's just a real, real, real hug. It's a good way to feel and receive. I mean, to give and receive love. I think it lowers. I think it lowers our heart rate. It calms us. Like there's a whole anatomical thing behind it. You know, other than just hugging people is pretty sweet, pretty awesome. And last on my list from my own toolbox is gratitude. And last time, just last of how I wrote it right now. You can use this any shape or, you know, form, whatever works. You can put first. But gratitude, and it can be writing a gratitude list. I love lists of any kind. Like I love lists. But a gratitude list, sitting down, okay, what are three things that you have in your life right now that you are super grateful for? And then write them down. If you can find 10 things, write them down. Can you find 100 things, write them down. You will be able to find 100 things if you look around, for sure. But sometimes it's just anchoring back into those three major ones that just kind of come to mind immediately. It will change your whole outlook on life. I mean, truly. It's really hard to be frustrated and unhappy or unsatisfied with whatever it is that's happening in your life and be super grateful for all the great stuff you have at the same time. Gratitude usually overpowers that frustration really easily. And if it doesn't, go deeper, you know, really go deeper. And you can be grateful for something simple. Like I have a great glass of water in front of me right now. I'm super grateful for that. I'm grateful for Usher. I gotta say, I'm grateful for Usher and this badass yoga class I got to take this morning. And I'm really grateful for my baby and the hug she gave me before her and Dennis went off to lunch. Like, so easy. And I can just look around this space. Like, I have a gazillion things to be grateful for. But really feel them, right? And not just, you know, feel them. Like, okay, I'm a little more grateful for my baby than I am for this glass of water right now. But I can think about, you know, take it to a bigger space. There's people all over the world that don't have an abundance of water, that don't have clean water to drink. I have an abundance of water, never ends, right out of my tap, that I can drink all day long. Like if I think about what I have and what other people don't, and this privilege of clean water, all of a sudden this glass of water becomes really meaningful. I can really immerse gratitude into drinking this glass of water, knowing that there are people out there that are thirsty now that don't have access to clean water. Like, oh my God, how amazing is it that I have water in my tap? Are you kidding? Wow. So it really immerses some meaning and some love into me, into this glass of water, which is such a simple thing that we just take for granted all the time. And then of course, a deeper space of like, I'm grateful for my baby, this ray of sunshine that just she wakes up in the morning and she just brings me so much joy all the way until the moment she goes to bed. It's just little, like I have a little ray of sun in my life all the time. How amazing is that? I get to live this life where I have this love. It's so beautiful. So do that. You can do that right now. You can do it on your phone. I mean, if you don't walk around with a notebook, I usually do, but the notes app on your phone, my gratitude lists in my notes app, it's sort of never ending. And I kind of like going back into a gratitude list from years ago. And I'm like, oh wait, my life was so different. But the base of my gratitude, it's the same. You know, it's the people in my life that I cherish. It's freedom. It's the ability to wake up in the morning and do something that I love. You know, it's never the material things. I mean, of course, they play a part too, like this glass of water right now. It is a material thing, but it's more than that. So yeah, make a gratitude list. You can do it right now, right here. So that was my emergency toolbox for well-being. And I will kind of dig in. And I know this, at, you know, like the back of my hand. I don't have to have them written down anywhere. But you can take a moment, like maybe after your practice tonight or, you know, with a cup of tea on the couch, light a candle and make your own toolbox. And it's a really valuable thing to do. I mean, it really, really, really is. And you can just copy mine, just these 10. And then if you have something else you want to add, you do it. If one of them don't vibe with you, take it out. Maybe you have 10 completely different ones. Maybe you have tools that I don't, but that I would love to have. You know, share them with me in social media. I would love to add to my list all the time because, you know, you might be having a great day today. Like I'm very elated and excited for different reasons today. Last week I was not, right? So there's going to be a moment, of course, this too shall pass. everything is fleeting, and there's going to be a moment in the near future or far from now where you feel like absolute forking crap. And what you need in that moment is to have a set of tools that you can immediately reach for to anchor you back into what's good. And not saying that you shouldn't feel your feelings, obviously opposite of that. You should feel all of your feelings. Just make sure that you can anchor back into this sense that you are okay, right? That it's okay to be here with all of this, whatever it is you're going through. It's valid, right? All the emotions, everything you're feeling right now, you're allowed to feel those feelings. You're allowed to go through this. You're allowed to vent them. You're allowed to share what doesn't work. But use these tools as a way to bring you back into what's good so that, you know, we can continue to turn ourselves or to turn our lives back around into the positive or back into the light. And we go into the dark and we're supposed to do that because that's how life works. Life is cyclical. Word alert. I learned from last week's podcast. Cyclical. It's good and it's bad, and it's bad and it's good. And we can move through those highs and lows. But what we want to do is make sure that we can bring ourselves back into the light again and again and again, especially if we're pulled towards something that's really dark or really deeply painful or really challenging, to not get stuck in it, right? So I would love to hear from you if you have your own toolbox of things, tools you can use to bring yourself to a high, and if you can also share them, because this is also a thing. It requires a bit of consciousness to sit down and do a practice like this, and also to remember and to know to reach for them and when it's important that we reach for them. Because sometimes we arrive at that place where everything is hard and we forget all of these things. We forget all the tools. I mean, I have days like that, definitely. Oh, last week and the week before, I had a bunch of days like that where if I could have chosen, yeah, I would probably have had like a bottle of wine on the couch with Netflix, like headphones. I don't want to talk to anyone. I can just kind of dig myself into a little pit of despair. And then I'm like, oh, life is just shit. And it's not, right? But in that moment, I really feel that way. And that's a real feeling that I have. And then I have to remember, or I need someone to remind me, like, hey, you have a toolbox of awesome things you can do to turn this moment around right now, or to feel everything you have to feel, wallow in whatever you have to wallow in, but then get out of it, right? Come back to the here and now in a place where everything is good and you're safe and you have a roof over your head and so many things to be grateful for. And we all share that. I mean, if you're listening to this podcast right now, if you're hearing these words, you are privileged in just having been able to carve out an entire hour to do something that you enjoy, right? To look for inspiration, to look for connection, to immerse yourself in a community that makes you feel good, right? And this practice of yoga or meditation or whatever brought you here. We're all privileged to be here now. So if you're going through something, you're going somewhere. So keep going. And I hope to have inspired you with my tools, as a way to pull ourselves closer to light again and again and again. And to quote Usher, my new best friend, we use these tools as a way to heal what needs to be healed on the inside so we can become whole and then take action to help heal the rest of the world. Because that's the way. That's the way. And that's how I'm going to end my podcast. I love you so much, so dearly. And I hope you feel, yeah, whatever today has brought you, I hope you feel it all the way. Holding you, loving you, and I'll see you next week. Thank you so much for listening to this week's episode, and I hope you take this toolbox with you for the rest of your life. If you enjoyed this episode, be sure to listen and subscribe to other great episodes of From the Heart, Conversations with Yoga Girl. You can find all of these on rachelbraithen.com, on Apple Podcasts, Google Play, and anywhere you normally get your podcasts. Don't forget to leave a review while you are there. Thanks to the folks at Cadence 13 for their production work, and of course, thanks to my sponsors, Oatly, Parachute, Daily Harvest, and Four Sigmatic. Please support them the way they support this podcast. I'll see you next week.